Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I have an interesting message that we got here yesterday. I mentioned it last night, but we never got around to it. Hi, Niall. I've been with my partner for the last 4 years, and we get on great. But we have a bit of a problem. Myself and the lads had planned to head off to Spain next month for a week. Now, I'll be going on holidays with my girlfriend as well later in the year. But she says I can't go with the lads because she knows what they are like. It's like she doesn't trust me or something. I think her behaviour is quite controlling, but she says it's realistic. And if I loved her, I wouldn't want to go away without her anyway. I haven't told the other 8 lads yet that I can't go because I know they'll think I'm under the thumb, and I'm almost embarrassed to go back to them now next week in the local and tell them I'm not allowed to go. We went away a lot before I met her. So in other words, obviously he went away with the lads before he met the girlfriend. So he says, by the way, P.S., I'm not in my 20s. I'm a middle-aged man. Can you please ask your listeners, am I being unreasonable to want to go away with me mates for a short period of time? Now, I don't know with this. I mean, I personally, it wouldn't interest me to go away with a group of lads. That's just the time of the life, my time of life at the moment. I mean, if I was going away, I'd want to go away with my partner. But he wants to go away with his mates. He's only with this individual a short amount of time. And she won't let him go. She says, no, over me dead body. You're not going away with the lads. Is there something wrong with that? Is it unreasonable for him to want to go away with his 8 mates? Yeah, we know what happens to lads on holidays, don't we? Mm-hmm. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. There must be trust issues. 087-188-0008. It's a WhatsApp or a text number. You can send us what you think. Is it unreasonable of him to want to go? Or is she being unreasonable and controlling by not letting him go? J.O.D.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Jesus, John, you haven't been on much lately. You must be out on the campaign trail, are you?
Well, apologies now for my voice because I nearly talked over the stage.
Are you knocking on doors, pissing people off every night of the week?
Or twice a day. Yeah,
yeah. Right, okay. All right. Just to clarify, by the way, that John is out campaigning for
Thanks to the plug.
I'm not plugging you, by the way. People are welcome, by the way, to do my duty for the Broadcasting Authority. They're welcome to vote for any of the other parties they want to, all right?
Oh, yeah, as long as they vote for me.
As long as they vote for you. All right, John, I mean, in relation to this particular situation, okay, I mean, I'm sure it's not the first and last time it's happened. So he goes to the girlfriend and said, listen, myself and the lads are heading away next month. A few of the lads are going. We're just heading over to Spain for a few days, you know, for the weekend or a week or whatever it is. And then she puts the foot down and says, you're not going anywhere. Not with them lads. I know what they're like. So, I mean, is that unreasonable of them to expect to be allowed to go?
Well, you see, girls can be very perceptive because, you know, they can see some of the guys know that would be his buddies, right? That they're probably complete assholes, and she can see that, right? He can't see it because he's known them for years and he's used to the way they carry on. But she, you know, looking at it from her point of view, as his partner, can see some of these idiots, right? Now, you're either in a relationship, now they're together, what, 4 years?
It seems, yeah, according to the email, 4 years, yeah.
Now, to me, even if you're only together 6 months, once you're in a relationship that you've committed yourself and you're getting on, you're in a relationship. What part of that doesn't he understand?
Like, you're saying she knows what his mates are like, right? And maybe his mates are good time guys, so to speak, right? But if she's in love with him and he's in love with her and they trust each other, well, then surely she shouldn't have a problem because all that she needs to care about is him and trust that he's not going to do anything.
Yeah, but you see, you know what happens, though. Obviously, you don't take a drink. You've never taken a drink, so you don't know what happens when people...
Well, I do. I'm not that stupid. I do know what happens when people take a drink.
You can see...
I've witnessed it.
Yeah, you can see it at the nightclubs. You don't know how people behave. But the thing is, you've never experienced like how it could change you as a person, how that you could be the guy that's with you.
Well, then she shouldn't be with him. Because if he's not capable of behaving himself with a few drinks on him, well, then she shouldn't be with him.
Well, you see, she knows what he's like, that he could be easily led, and she doesn't want to go down
that road. Then if he could be easily led, she shouldn't be with him. Why would you want to be with somebody who's easily led?
Well, look, I mean, it's possibly clear to a point, but... Anyway, I'll just carry on going away for stags and everything, going away for hinnies. Like before, no, I mean, people go out, we'll say, in Cork City and have a couple of drinks and a meal. But no, I mean, just travelling, going over to Swansea or somewhere, or going over to Liverpool, like, And I mean, you're well, well away from the local scene then. And I know one taxi driver friend of mine who brought girls to the airport, right, to go to Liverpool. And out of the four girls that went over, three of them were married. The other one, obviously, was the hen. And out of that night, over when he met one of them after, right, obviously with alcohol on board, somebody started talking, right? Two of the girls copped off as two guys in the nightclub. And out of that one episode going to Liverpool, two marriages went by the wayside.
Mm. Yeah, and I remember many years ago being on a plane and there was two girls, when I say girls, they were women, middle-aged women, sitting together, and they, clearly they were married, they had wedding rings on their fingers, that's how I noticed, I'm very observant of these things. Mm-hmm. And there was a load of lads, about four seats behind me, five or six seats behind me maybe, and they start shouting back at them. Now, they had just polished off a bottle of vodka they'd bought in duty free because yeah. they had to drink it on the plane or something once the seal was broken or something like that. I don't know what the story is. But anyway, they polished that off, so they were pissed, right? And they kept saying to the lads, you know, before the plane landed, we meet us at the village later on. We'll meet us in the hotel. And they were making arrangements. Now, these were married women. And they were making arrangements with these lads. And the lads probably were half their age, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Well, getting back to our friend anyway, there, like, I mean, what she should do, right? If all comes to her, like, I mean, she needs to put her foot down. There needs to be an ultimatum issued here. And vice versa, if it was the other way around. Because about 14 years ago, I was in a relationship, and this scenario played out, and I wouldn't allow my partner at the time to go. Again, because some of the idiots that were going, I wouldn't...
So you didn't let her go? Is that not a bit controlling, John?
No, well, I tell you, when it came down to it after, she actually thanked me because she really didn't want to go. But yeah, again, it's the people you're working with, the peer pressure. But her get out of jail card was, I said, put the blame on me. And then they all started feeling sorry for her. It got her off the hook. And they got me off on the hook possibly, but I didn't care.
So they all thought you were a control freak. Okay, well, stay there for a second, John.
Can't go on the holidays with the lads. Run away, run away.
Run away, run away.
Hi, Niall. I think it's totally unreasonable of her not to let him go. And he's worse for saying she won't let him go. How old is he, 12? This is what his life is going to be like if she disagrees with something that he wishes to do. It'll be, you can't go. This emotional blackmail doesn't work for me. If he wants to go, he is totally entitled to go. And I would just tell her to get over it.
Yeah, they run away, run away. Niamh.
Yep.
Run away. As he said, he says, get out of that relationship quick if she's not letting him go in Hollyers.
Is she his mother? I mean, this is terrible.
But John agrees. Honest, John agrees.
Look, what she may as well do is she may as well get the front door key and lock it because she can never let him go to a Christmas party. She can never let him go down for a few drinks. If he is going to cheat, if your partner is going to cheat, he will.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether he's cheating down the local pub with a colleague in work. If he's that sort or if she's that sort, it's going to happen. This is absolute control freak.
Niall, as I said, you're either in a relationship or you're not. So why don't you just start going off with either the male with a pack of hounds or vice versa the other way. If you're in a relationship, you go to places together.
Yeah, I'm in a relationship. I'm not in prison. So let's just say a girl wrote that email. The reaction would be totally different. He's a control freak. Dump him. Now, she is being a control freak. She either trusts him or she doesn't trust him. It doesn't matter. He said he's middle-aged, so I presume he's managed to tie his own shoelaces for, say, 40 years of his life.
Yeah, he can feed himself, yeah.
Yeah, she either trusts him or she doesn't. If you have that lack of trust in somebody, you don't need to be in this relationship.
But you see,
because
this is the problem, like as I previously said tonight, there's too much of this stuff going on and the temptation is there and throw alcohol on board and this is what happened.
But I am in my 40s. I didn't crawl out of the cabbage patch yesterday. I've managed to go out on numerous occasions with my friends. I've had alcohol. I've managed to come home and I managed to find my own bed, not someone else's. It is about the person. It is not about their friends. Anyone can go and they have the capability to realise, no, it doesn't matter how drunk you are, you know not.
You have a girlfriend or you have a wife.
Person.
There's nothing wrong with going out, obviously, like a girl with her friends, with St. Cox City, you know, in Dublin City or Galway or Wexford or whatever, if you're living in the area, right? But why would you want to go away on weekends to Liverpool or go to Kiev
or Spain.
Like
Spain, they're going to Spain. Yeah.
Why would you look if you're going somewhere?
Because
like
it's a bit. They want to go somewhere different. Maybe a nice. It's a nicer, a different atmosphere. It's better weather. So why would you?
Also,
why would you want to be in the cold
entitled,
when you give me the warmth?
Yeah, you're also entitled to have other relationships. Your life doesn't end because you've met somebody. He has had these friends a long time before he met her, and by the sounds of it, a long time after her.
Yeah, there's a key, by the way, there's a key point in the email where he says at the very end, he says he doesn't want to go back and tell the lads at the pub because they'll think he's under the thumb and he's embarrassed. But he also says, we did go away a lot before I met her.
Yeah, but what he is a wimp. I mean, he's afraid to go back and tell his buddies that...
He's not allowed to go.
His partner of 4 years, right, I mean, doesn't want him to go. He's more afraid of their reaction than hers and what damage he might do to the relationship.
Now, what damage he might do to his own credibility, I think, more so. In other words, that I'm allowing somebody else to control my life and tell me what I can and can't do.
I mean, there is a thing called like intelligence, but there's also emotional intelligence. And he must be of the age now that he recognises, that this is causing a serious problem for her in the relationship. So if he has any respect for her, he will abide by her request and not go.
Right,
but if they've been in a relationship for 4 years, that shows that he is capable of being in a relationship, that he hasn't done anything to show her that he shouldn't be in that relationship. And if she can't trust him not to be within her sight for three or four days, then she's going to have a long, hard road ahead of her, because there are going to be many occasions when there'll have to be things he has to do on his own. He's a grown-up.
Okay, but by the way, can I just mention as well, it just come to my attention, there's a bus travelling as we speak from Dublin Airport to Dublin City. And we need to say hello to Simone, who's on the bus. Hi, Simone. Welcome home. You could have told Helena you were on your way home, by the way. She didn't know. Sorry, I know Simone is now sitting on the bus and she's going, how the hell did he know that? And I do know that the bus has the radio station on. All right, so, yes. And if everybody knows who's... Simone, stand up and tell everybody who you are, by the way. They can all wave at you. All right, sorry. But yeah, but getting back to it. So, I mean, this is complete and utter control. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's about respecting the relationship and the other person in the relationship. If the role was reversed, I would expect the same to be done. You're either in a relationship or you're not. You either respect the person's opinions and values and requests that they make, or else get the hell out of it altogether.
Okay, well, stay there a second. Let me just go to Paul. Paul, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Paul?
Niall, how's it going?
Say hello to Simone, by the way.
Simone, how are you?
She's on the bus, by the way.
Yeah, she's on the bus. Well, hopefully she's behaving herself.
Ah, she'd never behave herself, but go on.
Well, according to John, apparently if you're in a relationship, you're not allowed out of the house without the partner.
John.
I didn't say that.
Well, that's the way you're acting. I mean, poor chap. Hang on a second. I'm going away in March for 3 weeks with my partner. I'll also be going away in September for 3 weeks with mates of mine, and she won't be coming. Now, if she doesn't trust me to do that, I shouldn't be with her. If you can't trust your partner to go away with her friend for a week or two, you shouldn't be with the person. There's no trust in a relationship.
Well, Paul, if your partner says to you, look, I really feel uncomfortable with you going away for those 3 weeks with them guys, and I prefer if you didn't, would you respect her or would you ignore her?
Well, I'd say to her, hang on a second, I've gone away with these lads for the last 20 years, and I've gone away with them every year. And if she knew me and trusted me, nothing to do with me mates and what they get up to. I'm not led by the nose. I can make my own decisions and I lead my own life. But if she can't trust that and respect my decision, then trust, good luck.
Well, what about John's argument that she would be familiar with all his mates, and maybe his mates are, you know, they're kind of a bit roguish, you know what I mean? They're a bit nutty. Or maybe some of them are single and, you know, are not like him and don't have the same responsibilities to a woman, and that he believes they're going to lead him astray.
As I just said, Niall, has a guy got a pig ring through his nose and he's been led by a chain? Is he living in a cave somewhere? Can he not make his own decision?
Clearly not.
I mean, seriously.
Clearly not. So is she a control freak?
She's obviously trying to control everything in the relationship, and if she doesn't get her way, she's going to go mad.
You can't say that because
you can't say you're immediately presuming this guy's going to cheat just because he's going away with other mates. Maybe he's never cheated on anyone in his life.
This is only about one issue. Like, this is about going away with the lads. Like, it's not about controlling him. And
so if you go to the pub with the lads, are you immediately looking at the first woman going, God, I'm going to go for her now, because the missus won't find out?
Well, let's be honest now, like, I mean, we all know, and you have buddies, I guarantee you, and if you tell me now something other than what I'm going to say, I'd be very, very surprised if you don't agree with me. You definitely have buddies over the years that were in relations with women, either married or living with them, right? And you know the first chance they got with them to waste them.
Yeah, John.
They played offside.
I do have friends that have done that, but I've never done it. I don't cheat.
I mean, what, as a woman, by the way, you know, you wouldn't have an issue with your partner going away, would you?
No.
Okay. And do you think that every man, because there are women who believe that every man, if given the opportunity, that they'll never be caught or found out, you know, if, you know, Becky from Sweden comes over at a pub in the middle of Spain and says, me and you upstairs, that they'll take the opportunity?
No, I don't think they will. I think it's completely unfair. I mean, no woman would like it. You know, I just don't like this tarnishing, and it happens all the time. As soon as something comes up to do with a man, it's all men are this. No, all men aren't that. All men are individuals. And all men think differently, act differently.
You are women.
You could get two men in a pub. One is going to stray. The other one wouldn't even notice if some woman walked in topless. And that's just the same with women. If a woman or a man is going to cheat, they would cheat.
Mm.
No matter what. It doesn't matter whether they're in Spain or they're in
Ireland. There's no harm in looking at the topless girl, by the way, as long as you don't look at her the same way as you look at your own partner. You know what I mean?
We all do it. We all, God almighty, every time Chris Hemsworth comes on the TV,
you're gone.
No.
The saliva has been produced.
I never get a chance to speak with him anyway.
So, yeah, Paul, go ahead.
No, sorry. In the email you got, is there any indication that this may be a second relationship, or maybe
let's assume that it is, because we're saying he's middle-aged.
Yeah. So maybe she has been cheated on before, and therefore every man is a man.
Or maybe she has cheated before herself. Yeah, exactly. Or maybe he has cheated before. You know, to be with her in the first place. Yeah.
She's worried about something she might get up to and saying, well, he'll probably do it as well.
But she won't have to worry too long, I don't think.
I think your feelings about your partner and the trust you have for your partner is generally based on your own reflections of life. In other words, if you are a cheat and are, you know, and think that you might stray off, I think you reflect that then onto your partner.
Exactly.
You project it onto your partner.
Nice.
Yeah, sorry, John.
The way I look at it, right, if you meet the right person in your life, okay, I tell you something, man, you could search the world. When you meet the person like that, you get on with, right? I mean, you have the greatest ally you will ever have in your life. And when she's the one, or he's the one, we'll say, to be balanced on it, right? Once you find that, right, everyone else outside of that relationship are strangers. You will never have a better ally than
your partner. John, you're missing the point.
But then it shouldn't matter where you go, whether you go to Australia for a year with your friends or you spend a weekend in Kildare with your friends. If you've met the person you're supposed to be with,
You just trust them. I mean, John, I don't have any inclination to want to go away with a group of mates to Spain or anything like that. I'm quite happy to go away with my partner all the time. That suits me fine at this point in my life. But my partner would have an issue. For example, only recently myself and Helena went off to New York here with the radio station. My partner didn't go.
Be careful what you say, now.
Does Rory know about this?
Rory would be quite happy with it.
Not with your reputation.
And my partner's quite happy with it. I mean, no, as long as you trust your partner. So what's the difference?
That analogy doesn't stand up, because Selena has a boyfriend, you've got a partner, you're working together. She's half my age. Okay. But I mean,
you're not exactly an Adonis.
And what's more, you don't drink, right? But I mean, if you factor in you're going away with a bunch of guys, or a girl is going away with a bunch of girls, somebody's going to play offside. Somebody won't mind another person, right? And it could be the vulnerable person in the group.
Yeah, John, I'm not disagreeing with everything you're saying, but, you know, ultimately, even if you have those worries, you have to park them in the back of your own head, because the bottom line is, Niamh is kind of right here. You cannot control another human being.
No. You'll never let them outside the door.
Okay, so Niamh, we'll stay there, all of you, for a second. I have to take a quick break, and just one or two of your messages here on WhatsApp before I take the break as well.
Sure, Niall, if he wanted to do anything, he could just do it when he goes down to the pub with the lads on the weekend. Simple as, like.
Yeah, but he's less likely to get caught, see? This is the whole thing, Pete. You know, when they get away, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Oh, sorry, one more thing to add to that I forgot to say was that why is that when you're in a relationship now, it has to be you two going to everything together all the time? Like, you were both individual people before the relationship, and if anything was to happen, or you were to split up, you'd be individuals again after it. Why does your whole life have to be everything together? You're still individuals at the end of the day. I wouldn't have a bit of crack, grand.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you completely, but at the end of the day, you're not really individuals, you're a couple, and that's why you do things together. If you really love somebody, you would do things together all the time. But that doesn't mean that you can't, you know, have a little bit of time out to go away with your mates, if that's what you choose to do. Audrey, you're on Classic Hits. Audrey, is it all right? Would you let your partner go?
Absolutely.
Right, not a bother.
Because he's letting me go.
Oh, when are you going?
In September, for the first time. We've been married for the last 30 years, and this is the first time I'm going away with the girls on a foreign holiday.
How many of you are going?
There's only three.
That's
they have to look. Well, they have to look after me.
Are they married?
No.
Oh, they're single.
They are. Well, sorry, no. The girl, one of the girls, is going. My brother.
Right. Okay.
Well, not going with, but don't you know, partner.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, see, now you're lucky you're not with John, because John wouldn't let you go.
Oh, well, that's no chance.
Is that a bit controlling, by the way, not to let somebody go?
It is a bit. It is. I mean, he didn't mind me going. It's the financial end of it, too. But my mates were just saying, you can go down the country somewhere with your husband. I said, well, that's not very nice.
No.
You know?
But I mean, it's as cheap. But anyway, it's as cheap to go away to Spain or with Ryanair or whatever it is, as it is to go down and stay in a hotel, you know, down the country, which is a sad reflection on our country, by the way. Yeah. Yeah, John. Sorry.
You see, sometimes, especially like if you're the guy in the situation and if the girl is going and you're uncomfortable with it, and, you know, maybe she might be kind of standing firm on it, if she wants to go or is insisting to go, when it boils down to sometimes maybe you have to put on the animal skin, like get out the club and do the Flintstone routine.
Ah, right. Oh, grab her by the hair and drag her back into the cave. So, John, she's married 30 years, Audrey is, and she's going away with the girls in September.
Yeah, but there's family in Vondale as well going away, isn't there?
Yeah, but still, she wouldn't be with you. Sure she wouldn't, because you wouldn't let her go.
Well, if there's family involved, I mean, I would trust the family, but there's people going away.
What's the difference? If it was her sister or her auntie or whatever, what difference does it make? If it's her friend, I mean, why does it make a difference?
It does, because, I mean, it's a different dynamic altogether.
Is it?
Yeah.
Just look, don't touch.
Yeah, just look, don't touch. Yeah, see what I mean? Audrey's already planning it. Look, don't touch. So, Audrey, do you drink, Audrey?
I do,
yeah,
unfortunately.
See, yeah.
So I have to be careful.
Would you have a fair few now? Would you be ever, like, would you get a skinful some nights?
No, I have to cut down on my drinking. Doctor's
right.
orders.
Oh, right. What? Have you got diabetes or something, have you?
But no, just I'm a bold girl.
Oh, right.
I didn't drink when I met him 30 years ago.
Right. Did he drive you to it?
He drove me to it.
Right.
Him and the two lads.
Right.
Yeah, sorry, John.
You see, by her own English, you know, she says, no, she has to be careful what to drink.
Right. I think that's for health reasons, John, more than anything else, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't think that's because she might be going off astray somewhere.
No, not my eyesight.
No. I don't know whether you've heard her before, but I think she has mentioned that she has a prosthetic eye, which she has a lot of fun with on a regular basis, by the way. Yeah, you might find it in your glasses and ice cube some night.
As long as she doesn't keep an eye out for someone else.
There you go.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
All right, stay there for a second. Let me go to Martin as well. Martin, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Martin?
Hi, Nat. How you doing?
Yeah, you heard Niamh. Anybody who even tries to stop somebody from going is a control freak.
Well, it sort of like throws out that message, doesn't it, really? I mean, you know, it's one of those things, as they say, if you love them, you have to set them free. I mean, that's a bit cliché-ish, but, I mean, it works. It's counterproductive, really, when people start stamping the foot down. So maybe a little bit of reverse psychology might help out. But again, I think it's a lot to do with the ages and the length of time people have been together. I mean, obviously, a young relationship, when you've got that sort of heavily invested dynamic with, you know, new kids on the scene and, you know, careers and all the rest of it, it can be quite a fraught time for people in a security sense. But as people are older and they've got to know people a lot more sort of in depthly, situations change, outlooks change, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other aspect of it is that if the person decides to, you know, hitch up with somebody else because they've been on a trip or a tour or a holiday away, then really that shows an inherent weakness in the relationship and you're probably best out of it.
Yeah. People are saying here, for example, Niall, one word for you, bunny boiler, says Mike in Galway. Niamh, is she a bunny boiler? Oh, Niamh's gone, sorry. Niamh's gone. What do you reckon, Martin? Martin, could you be in a relationship with somebody who wouldn't let you go somewhere?
Not really, because it does start to sort of impact negatively. But then you've got to ask yourself the question is, why do you want to not be with that person? Why do you, are you finding it more exciting to go away from that relationship?
The very fact that he wants to go in the first place means to me, well, maybe I'm wrong in thinking this, that maybe the relationship is probably not as good as he thinks it is.
Yeah. That is the crux of it at the end of the day is, you know, what's...
Hang on, I'm sorry, Martin. Lena's shouting in my ear here now. Sorry, what are you saying, Lena?
I just think that's an absolutely ridiculous thing to say.
What?
That because somebody wants to go on a holiday without their partner, their relationship is bad or they shouldn't be in the relationship.
Yeah, probably.
But you've just heard so many people.
Why would
say,
you want to go? I wouldn't want to go on holidays without my partner.
I have gone on many a times away without.
Yeah, Rory. She wouldn't
that
stop me, by the way.
That our relationship is in a bad way. I've gone on.
No, but Rory goes to events. He's going over to racing events and stuff like that.
He goes away on his little time away without me. That doesn't mean our relationship is bad. I've gone away on a weekend or night away with the girls. That doesn't mean our relationship is bad. A weekend and night away
with the girls is fine. It's if it's like a week in Spain.
Why does it make any
difference? In Spain, in another country, or on some mad golfing trip with a bunch of people who, you know, are just out for whatever hedonistic weekend they can get.
No, Martin and Niall, I disagree with you all. And obviously John O'Dea, I disagree with John O'Dea also. I just think it's absolutely perfectly fine to go away without your partner. You're not tied to the hip. You don't have to be tied to the hip. Once you're faithful,
what I'm saying is, if you genuinely, because somebody sent a message earlier on and said, why do you have to go everywhere with your partner? Well, then obviously he doesn't understand the meaning of a relationship.
But you don't have to go everywhere.
No, but hang on, but I want to go everywhere with
her. That's absolutely fine, that's you. But just because I don't want to go everywhere with my partner doesn't mean there's anything wrong with our relationship.
Now, don't get me wrong, if I did want to go somewhere, she wouldn't have an issue with it either.
That's what I'm saying, you're contradicting yourself because you're saying that because you don't want to go anywhere without your partner, your relationship is in some sense better than mine.
No, I didn't say that. No, I wouldn't say that.
No, you didn't say those words.
I love your relationship with Rory.
I know, but you didn't say those words. But you said that you would think...
If we didn't have your relationship with Rory, we'd have nothing to talk about on the radio on a regular basis.
Yeah, but I mean, it begs the question. I mean, you know, if this is a regular part of somebody's dynamic of a relationship where, you know, there's frequently times away for short weekends or nights out with friends that obviously the whole group knows about. It's when you've got a situation that all of a sudden you're planted with this idea of your partner going away for a week or a fortnight, and it's something that that's not been ever done, or should I say, you know, it comes as a total one out of the
eight month. Or nine lads. Okay, just let Lena respond to that because she's biting her lip here.
It's not that I'm biting my lip, it's just that you did make the statement and you're kind of backtracking a little bit. You did make Niall. Seriously, to just interrupt me again.
I've just said I didn't backtrack.
Can I interrupt you?
No, don't interrupt. No, let her finish. Let her finish, Martin. Sorry, go ahead.
It's just so frustrating. I get halfway through a sentence and then you say
something. Spit it out, Helena.
You did make the statement that you would think there's something up with the relationship if somebody wants to go away without their partner.
Mm.
You did. But now you're saying that that's not exactly what you said when you said, I didn't say that.
No, I didn't. I did say that, yeah. I'm okay with that.
But there is nothing wrong with wanting to go away without your partner.
Well, if that's the type of relationship somebody else wants, that's fine. But it wouldn't be for me. The type of relationship I would want to a partner is somebody who wants to be with me and who wants to be with me all the time.
All the time?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Is that not a little bit controlling?
But in saying that, if my partner wanted to go away, I would have no problem with that either.
But is that not a little bit controlling? You want the person to go away all the time?
No, it's not controlling. I don't control what she does and she doesn't control what I do. But in saying that, I love her so much and she loves me so much that we just want to be together all the time.
All the time that's what I'm focusing on.
Well, any time that we can,
So let's say, the fact that maybe myself and Rory don't see each other all the time all week.
That's just the way you run your relationship.
But then let's say he says, I want to go away with the lads and I say, no bother, have a good time. And I say, I want to go away on a weekend with the girls, have a good time. Do you think that's something, there's something
no.
up with that?
No, that's just your relationship. That's just the way you run your relationship. It wouldn't be the way I run mine. That's just the way you run yours.
I run my race, by the way.
Okay, we got a couple of messages here on WhatsApp.
Hi, Niall. Married man, 10 years plus, 3 kids. My wife only went away there with our friends a couple of weeks ago. And I have to admit, the first thing that went through my head when she told me was horse racing and Netflix. I couldn't get her to the airport quick enough. Paid for a hotel, paid for the flight, sent her up to Kildare Village to get a wardrobe while she went away. It was great. Great 4 days away. I rang in sick to work, got my ma to mind the kids. She was happier to see me on the Monday than I was happier to see her.
Well done you. He got his ma to mind the kids.
Hi there, just wanted to make the comment that, yeah, absolutely great to go on holidays. And to be very honest with you, if my partner was to stray over in Spain, so long as he comes home to me and he's being careful with regard to safe sex and all the rest of it, I really don't want to know about it. I don't really care about it. And I think that's just modern life these days, is that sometimes people go away. Sometimes they do stray, but they come home and they still love their partners. And there you are now, just a little bit of food for thought.
Oh, that's a lot of food for thought. So in other words, you don't care if they're cheating as long as you don't know about it. Oh my. I'd like to speak to you. Liz, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Liz?
Niall is in love. You want to spend all his time with us.
Liz, I mean, my face is going red now, Liz. Will you stop? It's warm enough in the studio here.
I'm Niall.
So, Liz.
Yeah, no. Jeez, Niall, it takes someone to take him away for a week. Here you go. Put it to me. Absolutely. Go away and, you know, give me a break and all that good stuff. Yeah, Niall, now.
Yeah.
I don't think the holiday would be as much for him as it would be for me. You know?
But Liz, you're not with somebody at the moment, are you?
No, Niall, but I mean, that's been, Niall, it won't bother me, like, if he went away for a week or a few days with her past.
Yeah, well, so is this woman a control freak letting him?
I think about 5 years in, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You'd be paying someone to take him away for a week.
So going back to the original email, so this lad wants to go away with his 8 mates, and he's with the girl 4 years, and now he's middle-aged, he says.
Go. So,
yeah, and she won't let him. No, she said she's not letting him go.
That kind of carry on. Well, so if you go, we're over.
But
I'm put now, stop the whore gallops now, and I'd be gone, and we'll see now how quick now she'd be on the phone asking me back.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? No, Niall, you can't be putting ultimatums on people.
Yeah,
like
that's
that. I mean,
that is controlling behaviour,
yeah,
if he's decided to go.
You go,
yeah.
And we're done. You know, this kind of attitude. Well, I tell you, we'd be done, and I tell you, she won't be long about ringing me back now and going, when I'm 30, I made a mistake. You know, that's the kind of. So, like, I mean, now 4 years, I mean, so what, is he going to live the rest of his life out now just jumping to her tune?
Yeah.
You know, then it'd be like, well, no, you're not going out Saturday night when down the lads with down the pub to see him now. No, I won't be having that now, I have to be honest with you.
No.
That's the start of it now, you know what I mean?
Control and did you, when you were married, like, I know you were married for, how long were you married for, by the way?
14 years.
Okay, did you ever go away with the girls?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
On numerous occasions. And while you were away with the girls, was there ever any shenanigans?
Well, there was, I have a couple of them. I mean, I was at Hendy last year, my best friend's time. Now, I was separated by the time. But I mean, one of the girls, I woke up on the sofa. You know, there was a sofa in the kitchen sofa there, and I woke up at the niece sitting there in the sofa, some random fella sitting beside her. And she said to me, she's in there with your man in the room. So I thought she was talking about the bride. I jumped up, get her out of here, what are you talking about? But it wasn't, it was two of
them. And was there married women, you know, when you went away?
No, there wasn't.
Up to carry on?
No, there wasn't.
And you're just saying that, because you don't want to hang anybody else dry.
You know me, now I tell you the truth, I don't give a damn. No, there wasn't.
And were you never tempted?
I thought it was the one that was getting married that was in your room.
I know.
Well, we're in there and get one out of that room now.
were you ever tempted while you were away with your mates, say, on holidays while you were married? Were you ever tempted to stray?
Near the end, I probably was. Yeah, that's when you know your marriage is over, do you know what I mean? But I never did.
Yeah, so that's a fair point.
End,
yeah,
me eye was wondering, do you know what I mean? I was like, God.
Yeah, because you knew your marriage was finished anyway, didn't you?
Yeah, I think near the end, yeah. Like, look, as I said that picture before on the topic as well. Like, I mean, when you were always set, Roman, time to get out. I mean, I remember when I was madly in love with my husband. I mean, you just wouldn't, I wouldn't have never even looked at anybody else. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. And what do you think of that previous text that I had from the girl who said that if her husband went away with the lads, she doesn't care if he cheats? Johnny, you're still there. Yeah, she doesn't care if he cheats as long as he comes back to her.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't bring back in his TD. Like,
oh, yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Well, like, to be honest with you, like, she has no respect for herself. And my final point in this is, like, you made a lot about your own relationship now today, and you're almost being criticised, and other people that are in relationships that find it
comfortable to stay with their partner, to be with no one else, to just travel with their partner, whether they
because that's what they want to do, yeah.
Because that's what they want to do. It's almost yes. coming across. No, that is nearly abnormal to do that.
I know. I mean, I'm being made out to be some sort of lunatic because I'm in love.
Still fresh.
No, you're not.
Niall.
Yes, yeah, sorry, Liz.
Your relationship is still fresh, though, isn't it?
It was 3 years.
Still fresh, Niall, you know.
I mean, well, how long is not fresh?
7 years down the road.
Now, 3 years.
Want to run down and see
no, I don't see that change. I mean, obviously relationships change as they move on. And yes, all relationships change as you move on. But I still feel the same way that I want to be with her. She wants to be with me. And I don't have any feelings that I want to head off on holidays on my own or anything like that. But that's but I mean, she wouldn't have a problem with it if I did, by the way.
No, but that's nice, though. It's nice. That's a lovely way to be. I mean, it's just trying to find that.
It's nice.
Yeah. John.
I wouldn't trust you going off on your own.
Oh, well, okay. Somebody says, I'm with my husband 12 years, married 4. He's gone on stags today with 15 lads, and it honestly hasn't even crossed my mind that he would cheat. Maybe it's crossing your mind now. It's all about trust. We lived apart for 2 years, him in America and me here, and never once worried about him cheating or me cheating. Well, that's it. That's what love is all about, isn't it, really? I was only joking with you. Yeah.
Quite the point. I tell you, there's a lot of fellas in this town. I tell you, I could make a lot of money by if I was one of the blackmail fellas that are working in clubs at night and whatever, and they're going off at once and their wives haven't a clue by.
No, absolutely not. Listen, John, thank you. Thank you very much indeed, Liz, Martin, everybody got involved in the conversation.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi award winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.